This is In the Dark, a Light, a The Witcher fanfic written by Limerental and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated R and contains the pairing Yaskir, Yennefer, with additional tags for Creature Yaskir, Demon Yaskir, Rituals, Magic, Flirting, Attempted Seduction, Nudity, Implied Sexual Content, and was written for the Witcher Flashfic Challenge 34. It is dark. A creep of moonlight draws to a sliver across the stone floor, signaling the appropriate hour. The heavenly body is positioned just so. Yennefer flicks her fingers, and a flame blooms on the tip of her lacquered nail. The dark leaps back as she touches the flame to one slender candle after the other. One for each cardinal direction, and another for those beyond mundane understanding. She puffs a warm breath through pursed lips to snuff the flame, and touches the faded words on the page of the open book that hovers before her. The Ars Magnifica has been no simple trick to locate, and she still feels a shiver of awe to look upon it. How the ancient tome distorts the air around it, humming with chaos and mystery. It is written in a long-dead language, a relic from long before the conjunction, and translating the relevant passages has been an endeavor of its own. She cannot claim to be overly fond of this scholarly effort of poring over dusty old books, but for what she desires, she has made the effort. For all that before now, it has inspired only unhealthy amounts of sneezing. But it is ready. The necessary tools have been crafted, the anointing oils and sacred incense prepared, and the planets are aligned. She kneels bare at the borders of the pentacle, the candle flame reflecting bronze across her skin, and all she must do now is read the words that will summon the demon. It is melodic when pronounced correctly, the words dripping from her tongue and rising to fill the still air of the room, spoken softly enough that her voice does not stir the flame, but firmly enough that it echoes. On the last syllable, something hissing and ancient. The flames leap tall from their wicks, and Yennefer is blinded in the sudden brightness, her fingernails digging into her naked thighs as she forces herself to hold still and wait for her eyes to adjust. She knows the sights she will see within the circle will be horrible in ways that she cannot expect, that the demon may test and confound her, that she may witness macabre things not meant for the eyes of the living, twisted and gory and putrid. She draws a steadying breath and closes her eyes, and waits until her eyelids do not dance with after-images. And then she looks upon the circle and blinks in settling confusion. A man sprawls naked within the circle, his pale skin wet with the inky black lines she had painted on the stone floor. It is undoubtedly meant to be a seductive sprawl, propped up on one elbow, one knee hitched up over the other to cover his genitals, and his head tipped so that his dark hair tickles the round of his shoulder. His eyes are half-lidded and blue and familiar, and she groans aloud at the indignity of the universe to allow such a thing. "Yaskir," says Yennefer carefully. "Kindly tell me that you are not a minor demonic entity." "I'm not a minor demonic entity," says the unfortunately familiar minor demonic entity. He shrugs. "I suppose I'm slightly above minor on that little list of yours. Mind you, I would never call myself a major demonic entity, of course. Far too much work. always being summoned for this and that. What does that book say I'm a master of anyway? Poetry? Motifs? No, I wouldn't say so. I don't think you're one to go through all that effort to learn how to write verse. Yennefer stares at him, willing the figure to dissolve into a different one entirely. One who has not been one of the deepest irritants she has ever been forced to endure in her long life. But the demon remains stubbornly Yeskir. At last, she drops her eyes to the Ars Magnifica, scanning through the assembled list of demonic entities and their associations. The concept is simple enough. Summon the correct one, and the sorcerer in question will have the opportunity to tap into the depths of their knowledge. At a cost, of course, but Yennefer is determined to pay anything for what she wants. The cost is clear now. It's her sanity and dignity that will be lost to her. One of the demonic names on the list is Dandelion, patron demon of debauchery, Yennefer deadpans, and Yeskir brightens, preening. Oh, now that's a point of pride, I'd say. Nothing so droll as mathematics or astronomy like those other twats. He laughs, a quick, infuriatingly arrogant laugh, and stretches out his lean limbs, the ink marks shining on them. Does Geralt know that you're... Thinking better of it, she shakes her head. Never mind. Don't know that I care. And the less she knows, the better. She does not look forward to the possibility of explaining to her sometimes lover that his closest companion is both a simple-minded fool and a demonic creature of ill repute. Debauchery, is it? He all but purrs, voice low and expression sultry. Is that what you seek here, Yennefer? You wish, Yennefer snorts. She scans the list again. Surely there has been some mistake. All the appropriate preparations were made to summon the demon associated with fertility, not debauchery. A translation error, perhaps, or an incorrect measurement. Alas, says Yeskir, with breathy self-importance. It is you who has summoned me, my dear. Fortunately, I am an honest and respectable demon, and your wish is one I would be happy to indulge. He ruins any air of sensuality by waggling his eyebrows at her and crooking a beckoning finger. I will not be tricked that easily into the circle, you imbecile, says Yennefer, and he offers the flat of his raised palms. No trick! Don't tell me you of all people are so believing of slander about my kind. Not all demons are deceitful and conniving. I'll have you know, I'm a very attentive and passionate lover, and such passion cannot be appreciated without full and enthusiastic consent. Ugh, says Yennefer. She cannot lie to herself. He is good to look at in this light, all long limbs and softness. His lips turn up in a smirk as the thought strikes her. As if he can read her desire. He very likely can. She does not need lessons in debauchery. She knows plenty, more than most mortals could dream of. And she has little to learn from this pitiful creature, whose dark gaze teems with a calculated hunger. It is she who could instruct him of the true limits of sexual gratification, if she possibly desired to engage in such instruction. Yes, she could teach him a great many things, if only she were interested. Which she is not, certainly.
The demon's expression has taken on a gleeful amusement, and Yennefer huffs, willing her cheeks not to color. "Stop looking at me like that," she says. "You look ridiculous."
I know how I look,"
Yaskir hums.
"I look delectable."
Fine, says the demon with a roll of his eyes. "I see that my wit and prowess will go unappreciated once more. I'll be going then."
"Good," says Yennefer.
"Fine, of course. I'm off. Good luck with your efforts, whatever they are."
"I'm going."
"Good riddance." Their eyes meet over the steady glow of the candlelight.
"But my dear Yennefer," says Yaskir,
the seduction returned to his far too pretty features.
"Should you ever change your mind, you know just where to find me."
And the candles snuff out all at once, leaving Yennefer alone in the wisps of trailing smoke. The end.